Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 28th of September. It is, oh my God, it's the end of September already.
I'm not ready for this, although I am ready for a bit of Halloween.
Halloween, bring it on. I can't believe it's the end of September already. Autumn is here. It feels like winter.
I saw it hit me on the way driving here. I saw some leaves blow onto the motorway and I thought, oh, that's it. It's autumn now. Yes. And I've been waiting for this all summer. I'm not going to lie. Winter is a bit of me. I'm so excited.
Really?
I love it.
I'm just not ready for it yet. As you can hear, our guest today is the wonderful Molly Wright of Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
She's back after her travels.
I know. It felt like I was gone a lifetime.
You were.
Some people said to me, I thought you only left last week. And other people were like, what? I've missed you. And I'm like, those people who said, oh, I felt like a week. That's just pure relief and joy that I was, you know, they're just finally
They didn't miss you.
Exactly.
But we missed you.
Thank you.
We did miss you. I'm glad you had a fantastic time on your travels.
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. Really good.
Great. And our guest in the studio today is Jan Mills from the Bradley Group. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. This week's show sponsors are the fabulous guys from Orchard Employment Law, Gemma and Lucy. If you have any HR or employment law needs, then they are the people to get hold of. We are next month teaming up with Kickstart Social. Now, we've got a bit more details about the Kickstart Social event coming up in November soon, but next month, next week, we've got Lucy Hall, the founder, on the show, and we're going to be learning all more about Kickstart Social, which is a great new social media and digital marketing event coming up in Kent. You can contact us. We want to hear from you. We've had a few tweets this morning, which is great. We're glad to hear from you, but do keep on tweeting us at Bunker Extra with an X, with hashtag Extra B Bunker. How's your week been? How's it going for you? Do you like this autumny, wintry weather? Let us know. You can, as always, give us a call in the studio. I never notice it buzzing. So if you call, tweet that you're calling so I know to look at the phone. But if you give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035, and as always, you can email us. So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, we've always looking for guests. We have got a list, but we'd always like to feature you in. If you've got an event coming up that you want to share with us, then just give us an email at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, we were joined in the studio by Richard Bell, our security expert, and our guest was Neil Shorthouse, the MD of Shorthouse Hospitality. Oh, it was such a great show.
He's so great, isn't he? Yeah. My office is neighbouring to his at Dragon Co-working, and we can just talk.
I can imagine you two together. Do you ever get any work done?
No, absolutely not. Because, well, no, we do, but we have to, like, sometimes just be like, hello, hello, you're right, good. And then do the basics, because if we fall into conversation, we could be standing there an hour. So we'll do a nice little hello, hi, and then we'll wait for our right moment.
Exactly.
To go all in.
Well, Neil is listening this morning. Good morning, Neil. He's on his way to Belgium, and he has given a shout out. I'll find that in a minute. But it was a great show, because we had it was a real mixture last week as well. So we had, once a month, we run a security show, and we have Richard Bell, who's a security expert. We cover cyber security. So we like to scare the hell out of our listeners.
Oh, that's usually my job.
It's like, do you do this? Do you do that? You know, looking for all those things to cover to make sure your business is secure online, offline, etc. And obviously, there's lots of things that cover that concern us personally as well. When you keep on hearing about all these data breaches going on all over the place at the moment, then we was hearing from Neil on his journey, and basically, he took us around the world with him, which was fantastic. So it was a great show. So if you did miss out on that, Richard did have some really good security points to look into. I was getting very panicky because I'm going on holiday soon, and I realised the security of open Wi-Fis and hotel Wi-Fi networks and all that type of thing. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we decided that Paul couldn't ever do Twitter when he was on holiday, so he probably refused to go on holiday.
I was just about to say that. Like, okay, so that means Paul's not going.
Yeah, exactly. If he can't tweet when we're on holiday, then he won't. But that's what, ages away yet, so that's fine. But it was a great show. So if you go to bizradio.co.uk and click on the extra tab, all our previous shows are there. And last week, I think, was show 73.
This show?
Yeah, 73 shows.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I did work it out. Our 100th show will be in March next year.
Wow.
So, party.
Oh,
you know how we like a party.
Yeah. bring your mum's homemade brownies again.
Yes, you hate that. I'm not living at home anymore, so I always used to bring cakes every week for the show. Oh. Molly just misses those.
The good old days.
Yeah. we've got a packed show today. We're going to hear from Jan all about the Bradley Group and also an amazing event that they've got coming up literally in a couple of weeks. I'm a bit scared now. I said that in 11 days to go to your event. And also, can I just point out today is 28th of September, so there's less than 3 months till Christmas.
Okay.
Yes, please, absolutely.
No, we don't do the C word.
No. Yeah, no, exactly. It's a bit scary, isn't it? I mean, I will do my Christmas shopping, which I do every day of each year. Is the, what day do I do it? 23rd?
Christmas Eve. Mm.
I've been really terrible once. I've once bought my dad's Christmas present on Christmas morning.
I think that's cool.
I got us tickets. I really do. He loved, there was a comedy sketch that, I cannot remember his name. Who is the stand-up comedian who wears drag and is really funny?
Eddie Izzard.
He watched a funny sketch on Eddie Izzard on YouTube and kept showing me, going, how funny is this? So I booked us tickets to go see him, and it was pretty... Eddie Izzard is fantastic, but I don't think all of it was his cup of tea. Mm, so my dad's quite a large man. He's like 6'3", like 23 stone, ex-strong man. He's got his huge shoulders. And this woman just kept on tapping him on the shoulder and saying, move, move. That's just his size. And then we literally just had to end up going because he only found that one sketch funny. So maybe I shouldn't really do that again because it didn't work out last time.
But it was something nice because he commented that he liked it. So, you know, it was a good try.
We went for dinner. It was nice. Obviously, dad's treat, because how can you go out and, you know, like, his birthday? But I'm like, but I'm with my dad. Don't be so selfish. Where's the bill? I'm just like, yeah, thank you, Papa. Yeah. And I'm joking. That's so harsh.
But obviously, in my industry, we start thinking about Christmas. Well, I leave it till about June or July, and I'm not like other people leaving it in January. But, you know, most people book their Christmas events mid-year to get something good for the end of the year. So a lot of the venues I work with are actually almost fully booked for their Christmas do. So it's crazy.
We need more dressing up at Christmas, though. There aren't enough Father Christmas and Mrs. Claus and elves walk around. So next one you do, Amanda, make sure that it's themed and everyone has to dress up, because I find that so much fun. That's why I like Halloween.
So the Channel Radio is going to have a fancy dress Christmas party.
Yes.
Yay. We can do that. We've got quite a few shout outs today. Let's have a look at our Twitter. So we have Wes. Neil has just said, yes, he is listening. And yes, Neil, I am going to send you over the details of where we're going on holiday so you can sort us out when we're there. So it's really good to have people in the know. He knows a guy who runs Disneyland.
Of course he does.
Where he used to work for them. So he's like going to sort us out.
My goodness.
When we're
so
away.
Cool. Fruitworks Co-working has tweeted saying, hi, Amanda and Molly Wright at Bunker Extra. Could we have a shout out, please? Fruit Bowl Media build great WordPress websites for micro and small businesses. Thanks, TNG. Oh, well, there we go.
TNG. Thanks, TNG, for the shout out. Yeah. We have Andrea Barker, the lovely Andrea Barker, Andrea BC Coach on the Twitter. Have a great show. My week has been one-to-ones and workshops with wonderful clients, having great breakthroughs and the best feeling ever. Andrea is a confidence coach and she does amazing work with individuals who just need that little bit of extra help and building their confidence in the workplace or just generally in life. So do follow Andrea. She is amazing.
And we've also got Barry Thompson, Bunker Extra, visiting the amazing Cryo Juvenate UK at Sevenoaks. You have got to get the roof on your show, Amanda. What an amazing place. I don't think I will get out of here without being frozen.
No, you won't.
But we must have roof. Fun, Barry.
Yeah, we must have a roof on the show because it's so Cryo Juvenate. They freeze you.
But the whole body?
Yeah, it can be a whole body. And
I read about it and it sounded amazing. Yeah. And this person came out and felt so alive and energised after about 20 minutes in there, which I think is all I could take.
I couldn't even do that. I can't even do a minute. I just do cold. No.
Yeah.
Can't just, no.
No, but I've worked with a client once doing their social media and we filmed cryofacials and ice facials, and there's like this snow globe basically, and you rub a serum on your skin and then you do that, and like, you can physically see this woman's face just tighten up.
Well, wouldn't you if you were that cold?
It's like, good point, well made.
Exactly. And you thaw out.
Fascinating.
But it is, yeah, it is great. And the work that Ruth does there is amazing. And she's got some other bits and pieces that she does. So if you want to look and feel better, then Ruth is definitely the person to go and see over in Sevenoaks. And that is at Cryojuvenate UK. On the Twitter, so they keep them coming in. Neil, you did do another tweet, and I can't find it now because we were going to give you a shout, proper shout out. And
I think I've got it here.
It
says, "Looking forward to listening to the show. A shout out for the team at Shorthouse Hospitality, providing transformational experiences to our clients globally." So if you want to email Neil, it's neil@shorthousehospitality.com, and hope to return to the studio soon.
Fantastic. So keep those tweets coming in and let us know what you know, how's your week been? What are you up to? Oh, we've got 6-2 on. Morning, guys. We're tuning in today. We had a busy week in the office and Aaron had a lovely time at the NNE yesterday. Oh, yes. We almost forgot to talk about NNE yesterday. The Networkers Networking event at Brands Hatch Place. We have decided that is the ultimate place to go for food. The food was amazing.
Was it?
Yes. At break time, we had the snack was little mini cheese and ham toasties.
Oh, nice.
With gorgeous, like melted cheese on top. Oh, they were awesome. We were like, oh my God, that was amazing. And then the food we had for lunchtime was just, yeah, it was lovely. None of this sandwich rubbish.
No.
I hate it when you go to networking events or they, you know, go to a venue and they lay on, you know, you want a networking lunch and they give you sandwiches.
Yeah,
no, we don't do sandwiches. I use really high quality end venues. I expect high quality food, and you always get that from Brands Hatch and Chilston Park. They're amazing venues, and their food is awesome.
Yeah,
but we had a great day. Lots
I do
of
like a prawn sandwich though. I've definitely had a prawn sandwich at a networking event and thought, oh, that's nice. That
yeah,
is.
Well, as long as they're nice quality sandwiches, it's not quite so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Networkers Networking event, it was great. We had a load of businesses, a mixture of old and new, so people new to networking as well, which is great. It's the whole point of it. Paul and Brian giving their talks was great, hearing from their experience. And then the young Ben Abbott, that's his new name now. We've renamed him as the young Ben Abbott.
The young Ben Abbott. Yes. Is there an old Ben
No,
Abbott?
It's just that he's so young that we call him the young Ben Abbott.
Oh, okay.
He's young, he's about the same age as you actually, isn't he? The young
I think
Molly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But he's also new to business, so he's only started. So young in business and young in himself. And we just, yeah. Because what it was, the theme of the Networkers was the old and the new. And so obviously Paul and Brian have been around for a little while. So see, I kept on getting told off using the word old yesterday as well. So, okay, mature, experience, you know, what that means the same thing. Yeah. And then the young, Ben is a fantastic speaker and he was absolutely brilliant. So he was trained with Dale Carnegie. So he's the youngest Dale Carnegie trainer in the company and in the world, I believe. So he started off, he had graveyard shift after lunch and he said, don't worry, I'll get them all going. And he said, right, what we're going to do is, you know, one of the things we all do at networking is we have to give our 60-second pitch and that type of thing. So when we was at lunch, what I did is I stuck a bit of blue tack on the bottom of one of the chairs. Whoever has that blue tack under their chair is going to have the opportunity to come up here and share their 60-second pitch with us. Off you go. So everyone was getting up and looking at the chairs and there were some empty chairs. He said, don't forget to check all the empty chairs as well. And everyone was going like this. And after about a minute, it's gone, only joking, guys.
Brilliant.
Like, absolutely fantastic. Talk about getting people going. Yeah. And often, depending on the mixture of the room and the crowd in the room, some people obviously are absolutely petrified of the thought of getting up in front of everybody and talking. So but a lot of people be like, oh my God, I hope it's not me. I hope it's not me. With the room that we had yesterday, most of them were like, oh, I hope it's me. I want to get up. I want to share.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is quite nice. But it was great. And he did a couple of other exercises as well. So it was really good. It was a fantastic day. It is the last ever Networkers Networking event.
Oh, sad, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those things. It's time to evolve and do something new. So obviously, Butterflies Events likes to run lots of events for the small businesses throughout Kent. So we will be back next year with lots of new exciting events for everybody.
There we go.
But keep out there networking and keep going because it's certainly so worth it. We met networking, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We did. It was my first ever networking event. I went to a Women in Business event and I think I put off going networking for at least 3 months, petrified. And I honestly mean that. And it got to a point where I was like, Tom, I can just run my business from home and no one has to see me. I don't have to meet anyone. He said, if you don't go networking, then just call the business off because you've got to do that as part of it. And I was like, okay then. And then went to Women in Business and met all the women there. And then Amanda just took me under her wing.
I just fell in love with her. I was like, I love this girl. She's just...
She hasn't let go of me since.
No, I haven't. And I'm so proud of how far you have come.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly. But we love networking and we love running events. So it will be great next year. There'll be lots more fun events to go to. And talking of events, so we have our guest in the show today, Jan. You've got a big event coming up. Really lovely event coming up.
Well, I hope it's going to be fun.
I think it sounds amazing.
That's really what we're aiming for. Yeah, so we're going to have a symposium on occupational health and well-being, concentrating a lot on mental well-being, because I think that's an area that a lot of employers feel a little bit uncomfortable with, you know, that they don't quite know how to approach it. They know they should be doing something, which is great, but they don't always quite know what or the kinds of problems that people have.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to find a bit more out about the Bradley Group first, so people can understand what the company does.
Right.
And then we're going to share the details about the event, because I'm really excited that it sounds like a fantastic event and it sounds like it's going to be great fun. So more about the Bradley. How long have you been with the Bradley Group? Is it your company? Have you?
It is indeed. Mm. I started it in 2000 with another practitioner, and we started out just as a training company because we got into health and safety. I got into it by accident, I must confess. I never thought I'd get passionate about it, but I did.
Yeah.
And I realised that most health and safety training was achingly boring.
Yeah.
And I couldn't bear it. And I thought, it doesn't have to be like this. There is no reason why you can't learn about this subject and not go to sleep. So we set up a company just doing health and safety training initially, and it's gone on from there, really. It was a big success quite quickly, and as you do in business, you change, you evolve, you grow. So we've done different things. We've now added in consultancy. We did that quite a few years ago, which is why we're now the Bradley Group.
Yeah.
We have several different things going on. But essentially, we help organisations to manage their risks in a way that is comfortable for them and practical and sensible and proportionate. So we keep our clients out of the courts, really.
Do you find a lot of people just try to bury their head and go, oh, I don't have to deal with that, or it's not going to affect me?
I think one of the problems we have with health and safety is, if I said to you two now, you could die, you know, if you do this or this, you could die. Well, you're not really going to believe me, because we're naturally programmed, aren't we, not to believe that that's going to happen, because otherwise we'd all be walking around really miserable and sad.
Waiting
and
for it to happen.
I can't cope. So we're programmed to think that nothing bad will ever happen. Now, that can be good, in as much as you can be optimistic, you want to get on. And entrepreneurs particularly have to believe that all will be well, otherwise you'd never do anything, would you? So it is a very difficult one to get across to people. Well, it probably won't, but it might.
Yeah.
And what are you doing to try to reduce the chances of it happening, or to make it not so bad if it does? So we try to get companies thinking about, if you think about a cliff face, putting a fence at the top of the cliff instead of the ambulance at the bottom.
Yeah, it's all about prevention at the end of the day, isn't it? It's not about being a drama queen, as you say, or going, oh my God, it's the end of the world, you're going to die. But it's about being aware of something could happen, and therefore, but if you're prepared, you know, you can prevent it, or at least, you know, it won't be quite as traumatic. What type of things were you talking about when you talk about health and safety? What sort of type of areas?
Well, the problem with health and safety is people find when they come to train with us is the subject is vast. I mean, it just covers everything. If you're going to be a practitioner, for instance, you will need to know about the different gases that people use, how steam engines work, how pressure systems work, how construction sites work, as well as how chemicals affect your body. It's that the list is endless. But for most people, it comes down to, do you understand what the law requires you to do just to keep people reasonably safe and reasonably healthy? And let's look at your business and see what you need to do there to actually manage the risks that you've got. So if you're using chemicals, do you understand what's in them, what they can do to you? If people are handling different things all day long, are they going to get dermatitis. So, for instance, and the oddest things can give you dermatitis. If you handle chrysanthemums all the time, you'll get dermatitis.
Oh, right.
Same with tomatoes. You can get huge allergic reactions from things if you're handling them all the time.
Yeah.
So that would be a risk for that kind of business. So it's learning what are the things that could affect my workforce and what do I need to do to keep them healthy, really, and safe. And often it's quite simple things. And if you build those simple things into your business strategy, it's not painful.
Yeah.
It's only if you try to ignore it that it becomes painful.
And I guess that's where your symposium comes in now, because obviously something that's becoming more and more prevalent, more and more people aware of, is mental health and health and yes. well-being of the employees. So I guess that's another big area. It's not something that's new,
no,
but it's suddenly, it seems like it's new because people are now aware of it. It's like, oh my God, it just happened. It's like, no, actually people probably were suffering from stress and mental problems for generations. It's just now we're more aware, and I think, is it more aware or just more willing to deal with it rather than ignore it?
There are two things, really. The courts were quite slow to pick up on people trying to claim for being made very mentally ill by their jobs. It was quite some time before it was accepted that when the law says you need to care for the health and safety of your employees, that did include mental health. So for many years, the courts just wouldn't wear it. And then a case went through the courts, Walker versus Northumberland County Council, and he won a huge payout because he was so stressed by his job as a social worker. And what did fall Northumberland County Council was the fact that he went off very sick. They said, oh, it's fine, we'll adjust his workload. And the psychiatrist had said, if you don't, and he comes back to work again and suffers the same level of stress, he will become ill again. So when he did come back to work, despite the promises, his workload just increased. And at that point, I'm afraid his civil claim was perfectly secure because they'd been told that that's what would happen.
Yeah.
And when he became, sadly, very ill again, I'm afraid his claim was successful. So from that point on, employers woke up and realised this could cost us an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
And even the HSE, sadly, were a little bit slow to pick up on this idea of stress. But quite some years ago now, they did do that and they brought out a stress management tool. So they do expect employers to use that and to understand where stress comes from, because it is fairly obvious things. If you've got a manager who isn't really working well with you and is bullying you, you're not going to be happy, are you?
Mm.
It's not really very difficult to understand that.
At my boyfriend's work, he's now a health and wellness manager. So if anyone's stressed or anyone has any issues, they come to him. And he's had a lot of training to do that, to be sympathetic, to be understanding and not to judge and use certain words. And it's really important. And a lot of the people he works with are ex-veterans. And there are a lot of men out there who have mental illness or struggle with mental health because of what they've experienced, and it does affect their work and it does affect their day to day. And actually, by positioning men as the authority to sort of become the support system, it makes men talking to men and becoming open about it so much more better. I mean, the fact that, you know, Tom is a wellness manager, there's another man he's worked that is, it's so refreshing to hear, because
you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and I guess also though, for men, it's probably harder for them
100%
to talk to somebody about it or admit they're suffering from it, just because of the nature of the difference between men and women. We're often very happy to talk about our emotions, and men just aren't. It's never been accepted that that's, you know, what men could do. So
I'm afraid the suicide statistics do show that men are more likely to say nothing to anybody before they kill themselves. And that's very sad. Whereas women, I think, when we get together with our friends and our family, we do talk about how we feel, don't we? Whereas men talk about football or
do anything to, but to avoid anything, it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
And that's the thing with social media at the moment. There was a statistic going around. I might be totally wrong, but it's very high statistic. Something like 12 men per day in the UK commit suicide.
Yes.
And stop. And it said like stop using words like man up and can't talk. And a lot of young men on my Facebook have been sharing this post and saying, if you need to talk to someone, if there's any way that I can help, please. And just seeing that, you know, these men that are lads that have drinks down the pub and they're sharing it, it's fantastic. So as you said, you know, mental health, it is moving in the right direction, but it's took a hell of a lot of time for even a little bit.
And it's still got a long way to go.
100%.
And that's why obviously your event, I think, is going to be a fantastic idea and a good leaping point for the industry. Now, we're going to find out all about that in a little minute. Okay. We're going to have a quick break, an instrumental break, and then when we come back we're going to hear all about the Health and Wellbeing Symposium and your keynote speaker. I'm very excited about your keynote speaker. I think she's wonderful. I can't wait. I want to come just for that. We'll be back right after this.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. And we are now also available on Alexa and Echo.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. You can listen live to us. You have to say, Alexa, play Channel Radio. No, Channel 2. It's really complicated. Channel 2. Talk radio on TuneIn. Alexa.
Okay.
So all the Alexas in across the country now. Alexa, play Channel 2 Talk Radio on TuneIn. And you can listen to us via Alexa Echo.
There we go. Wow. Fantastic. I was thinking that the other day.
And listen to us here. I like that advert on Heart Radio. And you can listen to us on digital, blah, 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 and here. So we're here as well now. How cool is that? Here, you can listen to us live.
That's
fantastic.
Fun.
As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by our wonderful roving co-host, Molly Moodle from Molly Wright. Molly Moodle from Molly, I always get her name wrong. Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
And Molly Moodle's mashup, of course. And
oh,
your
yes.
Fantastic own radio show that you have nowadays.
I know, honestly, I won't go into it too much, but my guest yesterday, Emma Dewhurst, such a fan of hers for years and chatting away to her. I tried not to fangirl too much and be like, yeah, but you're just so amazing. Which I actually was. I was like that the whole time. But it's brilliant. She was lovely. But no, Molly Moodle's mashup, it's all going really well. It's all
great
lovely.
Show. We love it. We love it. It's all about the creative industry, isn't it? You love the creative industry.
I do. I'm fascinated by it. And there's so much going on out there and it's growing and it's getting bigger and bigger. And it's nice, especially where I live in Medway. You know, there's been an art scene for so long, but the stigma of old Chatham and the Chav, you know, can sometimes dominate the amazing things that are actually happening there. So I'm on a quest to find out more.
It's fantastic. And we are joined in the studio. Our guest is Jan Mills, who is the owner of the Bradley Group. Mm-hmm. And we have just been hearing about the Bradley Group and the services that they offer. And we've been talking about health and wellness because Jan and the Bradley Group are running, I'm going to say the correct title of it now. It is the Working Well, Your Strategy for a Healthy Business. It's a health symposium on Wednesday, the 10th of October at the Tudor Marriott in Maidstone. And it's a day on health and well-being at work. And I'm very excited. I'm going to announce this. The keynote speaker is none other than Ruby Wax.
Oh, I love Ruby Wax.
I know, I love Ruby Wax.
National treasure, isn't she?
I know. When I knew she was great.
Exactly. Well, Jan, we've got to tell this story because I love this. So obviously you came up with the idea. You said, like, yes. You've always wanted to do something like this. You wanted to do a health symposium and you're like, right, come on, let's do this. It's obviously a time when it's needed and it's a great time of now that it's becoming more prevalent in the news and everything to do it. So what made you want to do it?
Well, a lot of our clients suddenly were actually coming with us on this idea that they needed to start thinking about people's health, because we don't have those big industries so much anymore, do we, where people fall down holes and get hit with nasty machines, but people still get ill. So we felt the time was right, and we knew that meant the World Mental Health Awareness Day is on the 10th of October. So I said, it's got to be this year. I've been putting it off for ages. I've always wanted to do one because lots of health and safety conferences and symposiums can be a bit dull. So I said,
no, really? Never.
Who knew? So I said, if we're going to do one, I want it to be lively. I want it to be interesting. I want people to have things that they can do that are fun. So I said, you know what? We need Ruby Wax.
Yeah.
Thinking that somebody would say, oh, don't be silly. But my team said, okay. So next time I went in the office, they said, yes, well, about Ruby Wax. And I said, she's not going to come, is she? Yeah. I was absolutely stunned. So I'm really, really pleased that she's going to come and talk, because she isn't just funny.
No.
She's done an MA and she really knows her stuff. Mm. Have either of you read her latest book?
Not her latest. I have listened to the audible of her last book. I can't remember what it was called now. But I had listened to her doing the audible of it. And you just can't believe how knowledgeable she is about the subject and passionate about it. I guess because she's suffered herself.
Yes.
And she's struggled. And she was like, you know what, I want to learn about this. Why does it happen and how to help people? And I think it's fantastic that she's an ambassador for it now, isn't she?
Very much so. Wellness. Yes, she is. And I think it's great that she's willing to talk to businesses and not just people outside of business, because most of us spend a lot of time at work. And yes, stress can come from home life. Of course it can. But work doesn't always help, really, does it? Let's face it. Sometimes your job isn't quite right, or it's not being managed properly, or you're being asked to do more than really you can quite manage.
Yeah.
And you don't feel you can speak up because you want that promotion. You want to show you can do it.
Or you just don't want to lose your job, I guess, at the end of the day. A lot of people are frightened of losing their job. So
I think people worry terribly that they'll be seen as somehow not very good. So I thought we need somebody able to speak about how it actually feels to have these problems and who knows the route to getting better and understands what businesses need to do to actually protect their staff from this.
Absolutely.
So, yes, really excited. But I was also desperate for us to have things going on during the day that would be interesting and lively rather than just, you know, people talking floating and, around and wondering, well, what do I do now until the next speaker's on? So we've got a meeting bike, which I haven't seen and I know, I can't wait to get on it. But apparently you all sit round and you all pedal. Though obviously one person steers, otherwise that would be a bit of a you have your meeting as you cycle. So
to come up with these ideas, it's like, why won't I? No, let's make a bike that everybody cycles and have a meeting at the same time. So much fun.
And the Tudor Park's got lovely grounds, so people will be able to have a little cycle round. We're getting those machines in as well that people love to try out, don't they? What's my blood pressure? As long as nobody else knows.
What's my BMI?
I'll go and find out. How heavy am I really? So we've got all those sorts of things there so that employers can
just
see.
A thought with those type of machines, what they need to do is have a voice that comes out. So when they give you sort of like, okay, your blood pressure is this or your BMI is this, but don't worry, it's fine to be different. Not like make you walk away going, oh God, that's it, I'm overweight and my blood pressure is too high, what am I going to do? You need a positive message coming. You need like
it says one at a time, please.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, don't worry, you can lose weight quite easily.
Literally, I had it where we was at Dragon Co-working, they brought in a machine and it can work out your blood pressure, your BMI, the whole lot. Turns out how much you weigh, how much you lose weight and stuff. And everyone kept on getting the machine and not one person went, yeah, that was great. And everyone went, oh my God, destroy the evidence. No one looked.
You need that positive afterwards, don't you, going, but don't worry about it. You know, just work out. Just eat healthily for a week. You'll be fine.
And then order a Chinese at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorrows, like I did.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, we're not very good always, are we, at looking after our own health? But at least it will show employers what they can do.
Yeah. Exactly.
To give their employees a helping hand. Because it isn't just about giving people free gym membership or saying, well, we've got a helpline for counselling. Mm. You know, if you're stressing them out, that's still putting the ambulance at the bottom and not the fence at the top, isn't it? So,
and I guess, do you have this? I guess there's a lot of employees out there that are still going, employers, going, oh, there's something else we have to do.
Yes.
Without actually realising the benefit to them and their business if their their employees are healthy and well.
Yeah, and I do sympathise with them. I know from running my own business for all these years that the things you have to do to keep that business working and moving forward and growing are legion. So when somebody like me comes along and says, well, actually, you need to be doing this as well. Mm. Yeah, they're not very keen. Mm. What we can say, though, is that the businesses who do work with us and really go for it and buy into it properly, they start to see the benefits. Now, they're not immediate, but they see that employees are fitter, they're happier, they're more productive.
Yeah.
And gosh, who doesn't want a happy workplace?
Exactly.
You know, I walked in here today and there was laughter. Everybody was enjoying themselves. That's a workforce that will be productive.
Mm.
If you walk into an office and everyone's miserable, how much work is actually going to get done?
Mm. As soon as you walk in, the atmosphere would hit you, wouldn't it? And you'd just be like, oh, you know what, I can't be bothered today. And people don't work as efficiently as they could do.
And that's the thing, is that I think a lot of people struggle in the management position when there's people in the team that aren't nice to work with. Mm. I've known, how many people can you name? Like, my sister has had a person at work and she dreaded going into work because of this particular person. But the management don't know how to handle it. It's awkward. No. They've got to keep their job. But at the same time, how do you tell someone off? And that's something that, you know, can really affect your mental health in the long run as well when it comes into work.
Yeah.
Well, it is difficult because you don't just come up against health and safety law in those situations. You have to think about employment law as well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of employers worry that if they tackle somebody who's being difficult, they will end up in an employment tribunal.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's not something that you can just dismiss because it is a real possibility if you don't follow your procedures properly.
Yeah.
And actually, employment law and health and safety law do go very much hand in hand.
Very much, and
you have to look at the two things together. So if anything to do with your employees, you've just got to be sensible. You've got to understand what the law requires. It isn't actually hard. It just takes thought.
And as you say before, really, it's just about being prepared, isn't it? If you're aware of what's happening, then you can be prepared and know how to handle it and deal with it in the right ways, not only legally, but also that leaves everybody feeling okay about it rather than like, oh, God.
And people don't think about those worst case scenario. I mean, you could be a manager and you work with your team member, you laugh, you joke, you talk about family, and then one day something in their life changes and then you, then it gets awkward and then they want to leave and then you've got to sort that out. And, you know, and it can get really difficult. So always sticking through that procedures and having that text and having those rule books to say, these are our procedures, this is what you do. Because I think people do take business too personally and that's where problems come in.
Yes,
because they'll think, oh, but they're a friend and, oh, but I want to help them out. But then that person might have another person over and then it just gets technical and
that's
a particular problem in a small business, particularly new businesses, because obviously you want to work with people you like and you often end up working with people you already know. So it can be very difficult to say to somebody you've known for a long time, I'm sorry, but this isn't working very well. You need to change this.
Especially family as well. So tempting to say, oh, I'll give you a job, oh, I'll help you out, and then you think actually it's a bit dangerous territory.
Very dangerous.
I mean, my little sister, you know, she'll come work for you. And I said, yeah, you come work for me. I know what she's like. She'll know. She'll sleep in. She'll be like, whoa, I don't care what you say. And it'll be destructive because it then, you know, personal life mixes with business.
Exactly.
And you think, oh, God, it'd be a nightmare. Yes.
I'm sure in some occasions it does work, but I was just thinking actually, and it's probably, it's nice to see and notice how this has all evolved as well over the years. I used to, years ago, work in a jewellery store. I was the assistant manager of a jewellery store, and I was just thinking of some of the training we used to have, and it's just making me laugh. How long ago was this now? Probably 15, 20 years ago. And we had to watch this video on how to deal with difficult, situations with your staff. And this is one video. And it was sometimes, obviously, some of your staff can have personal hygiene problems, and this is how we suggest you deal with it. And there's a video, and this was the phrase, and it sticks in my head to this day, makes me laugh. Sometimes your body odour is... Oh, no, I've forgotten it now. It sticks in my head, I forget it. Sometimes your body odour is a little offensive to the rest of the staff.
What, a little offensive? Oh, my goodness, can you imagine?
And it was like, we were supposed... This is how we were supposed to handle our staff if they were a little bit smelly, basically.
Oh, God, that would work then, wouldn't it?
That was, yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking...
Hi, Jackie, how are you? God, you look great. The tan looks amazing. Your odour is very offensive.
Sometimes your body odour.
Sometimes your body odour is very offensive. Try not to burst into tears, Jackie. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day. And by the way, here's some Dove. You don't need that, do you?
No, I know. But it's I guess that obviously that's how you've seen it more than anyone else, Jan, how it's changed over the years.
It's changed massively. The whole workplace has changed massively. As you can see, I'm not young anymore. So when I came into work... at 17, I didn't wear my engagement ring because I wouldn't have got the job.
Really?
Honestly, you will find this amazing, Molly. But the lady who was sort of in charge of the office said to me quite clearly, well, dear, you'll be going off to have babies when you get married, won't you? I know, stun silence. But you can't even ask that now.
No. Can you imagine? Chop them down. Yeah,
I had this one particular client, and you know when someone is a storyteller and they forget the stories they tell and they end up repeating them? My dad's one of them. He'll repeat the same story. I'm like, Dad, I've heard this seven times. But I'll listen to be polite, but my goodness. This one man kept on repeating this story about a friend of his hired a woman to work on a project, and he headhunted her. He did the interview process, but still, he always had her in mind. after the meeting had finished, he said, oh, you know, she's fantastic, she's on board. And one of the people on the team said, oh, you can clearly see she's pregnant. And long story short, she had to go on maternity leave, she got paid maternity leave. But this story was used against me as to say how difficult it is to work with women. And I was sitting there thinking, what do you expect me to say about this? Because he'll ask me about my personal life. Do I get plan on getting married and having babies? But then would use that story. And I thought, what do you want me to say? Mm. Do you want me to say, God, that selfish woman having a baby? Yes. and sort of be victimised for? I literally sat there feeling really awkward going, oh, did she? Oh. Mm. The pressure on women is, and I think even still is now, and with employers or anything like that, you know, there is this sort of stigma of, okay, how do we handle this? You know, with my sisters getting pregnant and friends getting pregnant, there is always this tense moment where it's like, okay, what's your work saying? One of my sisters, full, you know, maternity pay, never had an issue. They were fantastic with her. My friend Kelly, her work, give her a basic pay. So she had to keep, you know, give the baby over to, baby's less than 6 months old. And, you know, 3 months old, she was going to nanny, she was going to sister. So Kelly can go back to work. So she can afford to work because her maternity pay was so low. How can she pay for a mortgage?
Mm. It's like you've got a long way to go.
Yeah. Oh, it's scary.
And this is a whole new subject, which we'll have to get into another show. Because we're running out of time. But it's true. I don't say but it is going in the right direction. And obviously, yes. Back to the important thing that we were talking about was the hental, or even mental health. It's putting them together, hental. The mental health and well-being. It's something that is highlighted, and I think your event sounds absolutely amazing. So as well as Ruby, you're speaking yourself as well, aren't you?
I'm going to talk about older workers, obviously. I am.
Use the word mature. See, I get shocked for using the word old. Mature.
Well, you know, it's out there in all the research as the ageing workforce. So we're going to look at that.
And then you've got Sir Bill Callaghan.
He's going to be chairing. He's absolutely lovely. He's one of my favourite people. He's a very calm person, very knowledgeable. You know, mm-hmm. He sort of exudes knowledge, and he's very good at keeping the show on the road, as it were.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, yes, he's agreed to come along and do that for us, which is great.
Fantastic. And then you've got a couple of speakers, haven't you? So you've got Ruth Denyer from ITV.
I think we have.
Okay. To be confirmed. Yes, to be confirmed. Ideally on the list.
We'll whisper that. We have Ruth.
Yes.
To be confirmed.
I'm afraid.
But there are still tickets available, aren't they? So it is Wednesday, the 10th of October, from 8:45 to 4:30 at the Tudor Marriott Hotel in Bearstead. It is, if you go to, so let's give a shout out to how people can get hold of you and find out more about the event and book on to the event, more importantly.
Well, yes,
days.
Come on, book, because we've got some discounted tickets available.
Ooh, get on there,
get
people.
Get in there quick. It's www.thebradleygroup.co.uk, and it's probably the first thing that comes up on the website, so do... Yeah. Click on that and it will take you through to the link to book the tickets.
That's fantastic.
If you can't be bothered or you're in a car, then call us 01795 5999. Anybody there will welcome you with open arms and say, absolutely. Yes, we can find a ticket for you.
And we know it's the happiest, healthiest workplace around.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, working on it.
We have our problems like anyone else.
Yeah, people are just human at the end of the day, aren't they? Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing so much with us. It's great to learn more about the Bradley Group and about this amazing event. So I can't wait to see all the social media around this as well. And Ruby Wax. So if you do, you know, if you run a business, if you've got a workforce, come along to this, because it's going to be really educational and just help you know that what to do and how to deal with it. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be like, oh, my God. You just need to know how to proceed with it.
Yes,
it's fantastic. Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you.
We have got a few more events that we're going to shout out about now before we go off air. I'm going to start with this one. Otherwise, I'll get shot. From the lovely Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
I thought you said if I have a shot at this, but no, you will get shot if you.
If
don't
I get
this.
Shot,
oh.
If I get shot, I'll get shot if I don't.
That
is what I meant. Gemma is running another employment law update seminar. So Gemma loves her employment law, and you'll love Gemma, Jan, actually, because again, like you, obviously, I keep on saying to her, obviously, law is quite a boring subject. She calls it dry. I call it boring. Come on, let's face it, at the end of the day. But she makes it interesting. And she, you know, it's stuff that we all have to know.
Yeah.
Especially when we're dealing with employees. So it's how you put it across as to how people understand it and work with it and use it. So Gemma runs regular updates and seminars, and this one actually happens to be on the 10th of September, October. There's a lot going on the 10th of there October. This is from just a couple of hours though, 9 to 11 at the St George Hotel in Chatham, and it's an update on what's going on. There's so many, employment law apparently is the fastest changing law that there is out there. And so she's going to be updating everybody about the new bits and pieces. I'm just trying to find the it's not an event to leave you confused that after you arrive going, oh my god, you know, I took it all in but don't understand how to implement it. She's going to take you through the key information of the latest changes in employment law so you can feel more confident in managing your staff. If you go to orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk, it's a top banner there, more details. It is just £45 to book onto that, and it's worth going to. Get booked up quick because there's not many days left to do that. What have you got over there, Molly?
So we've got the Digital in Kent Conference 2018. There is so much going on in Folkestone in the digital creative.
Folkestone seems to be the new up and coming place, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. So this event is taking place on Thursday, the 18th of October, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the Quarter House in Folkestone. Can I just add, they do so many fantastic creative events down there as well. So you can achieve digital marketing success with plenty of networking opportunities, the perfect place to build a professional network and find business partners, generate new ideas and learn. So get inspired with keynote speakers at Digital Kent who will motivate, enlighten and move you. They'll discover bold and powerful talks from exciting, influential people and explore some big ideas as well. It's, you know, and these people at the Courthouse work really, really hard. So it'll be a fantastic opportunity to get down there. So that's the Thursday, the 18th of October in digitalinkent.co.uk.
Fantastic. I was with the lovely Julie Daniel yesterday. She's a wonderful chic stylist. And she asked me to give a shout out.
She's
great and gorgeous. And she gave me this to give a shout out. So it's the Awesome Confidence Masterclass. So Julie is working with a couple of other professionals. So Julie is going to be covering Renew with the chic stylist, develop increased inner and outer confidence, great presence, and project the best version of you with a positive mindset and a stylish new appearance. Rejuvenate with TD Aesthetics, discover how aesthetics can improve your self-confidence through anti-aging treatments. I'm there. Revamp with Hall of Fame, learn professional makeup tips to enhance eyes and the art of subtle highlighting and contouring to suit your face shape. And refresh with Amy Jane Aesthetics. Find out how to improve your outer confidence by removing unwanted body, facial hair, tattoos, skin and imperfections. Are you ready to be the most confident you? Book your place for this. It is Wednesday the 21st of November from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Village Hotel in Maidstone. It is just £10. So sounds a fantastic. Go and check that out. I think we've got time for one more.
I'll whiz through Molly. This one. This is the Business Doctors. They'll be at the Kent Construction Expo on Thursday, the 4th of October. So it's running from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone. So to book on, go to businessdoctors.co.uk or go to kentconstructionexpo.com because they'll be there too.
That's next week already, isn't it? Blimey.
Oh, I know. There's too many going on.
And so much. Well, no, but it's a bit. Get to the end of the show, my mouth stopped working now. People keep on complaining that there's too much going on, but I love that there's so much going on because it gives people a choice.
Yes.
So don't complain there's too much going on. Just
I'm sorry.
Look at what there is and what's going to work for you, because not everything's the same for it, you know. So find what suits you, your business, your needs, and go for it. Let's give a quick shout out for... So this is the Kickstart Social. It's a one-day social media and digital marketing training event for businesses, 19th of November at Buckmore Park. Get started digital and social media or brush up on your skills. It is just £45 and you get one day of training, lunch and refreshments, CPD certificate for 6 hours, workbook and plenty of networking. Lucy has got some great people lined up for this. So Lucy is going to be in next week to explain all about it. But in the meantime, go to kickstartsocial.media to find out more about it. And we have come to the end of another show. Seriously, how fast does an hour go?
It's really just quick.
Gone before we know it. Thank you very much, Molly, for coming back and co-hosting.
Thank you.
We love having you here. And we almost didn't come back on air after the break because we were too busy chatting, weren't we?
We were.
Got carried away. And thank you very much, Jan, for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Sharing with us the Bradley Group and the fantastic event that you've got coming up. Get booked on 10th of October. We will be back next week. I have got the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes co-hosting again. And of course, Lucy Hall is our guest. Don't forget to listen to The Business Bunker on Tuesday with Paul. And we'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.